Well, the week started with the Stolzenhein family visiting the Husky Carnival not once, but twice. How did my two boys, Claudie and Daniel, find it?
It was awesome!
Australia Day this week, we spoke to champion marathon swimmer Susie Moroney, an Australia Day ambassador who shared with us her thoughts on what it is to be Australian.
What it means to me, I remember when I was 15 swimming the English Channel, and I remember my boat captain asking me where I came from, and when I said Australia, he instantly said, well, you're going to make it, you're a tough lot over there. And it kind of gave me that, you know, sense of, yeah, we must be tough. We must all get together and help each other, you know, when we're battling. And, yeah, it was just, I think, that kind of thought, that we look after each other.
The member for Kiama, Gareth Ward, hit the nail on the head.
Australia is, I think, by far the best country in the world. I think about how we've won the lottery of life to live in this country on Australia Day. And frankly, Dolzy, every day should be Australia Day. We should be thankful for the country we live in, and we should want to make it even better.
The debate around what day Australia Day is celebrated continue this year. And Gerringer tribal leader Ronald Carberry had this to say.
In my opinion, it's got to stop, bro, because for us as a nation, or Australia, we've got to all live together as one. And if we don't tell the truth, how are we going to do that? You know, like, it's all about educating the young kids about what happened and acknowledging what happened and then moving on and all living together as one, as Aussies.
We are Australia.
The man who inspired me to eat neutral grain as I grew up as a child, Guy Leach, joined us to talk defibrillators.
There's going to be nearly 100 people today here in Australia that are going to die from sudden cardiac arrest. Survival rates on the streets, because there aren't many defibs out there, is around sort of 6%. With a defib close by, the survival rate goes up to over like 70% or over to bring someone back.
Save lives and order your defib today at Heart 180.
Welcome to TV's latest and greatest show, Lock Away for 100K.
We created a new TV show inspired by all the professional tennis players who remain in lockdown and who will get 100K prize money for losing in the first round. What would you do for 100K?
Yeah, I'd sit in Ballingalo State Forest, all alone, 336 hours, yeah.
I'd be strapped to a pole, nude, covered in honey, in the middle of Nowra CBD. 2 weeks, I'll do it.
Hey, the Kinghorn Motor Secret Sound has jackpotted to over $1,000. Everyone's having a crack.
But it's lighting a match.
Automatic closing drawers in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm thinking it sounds like what I do of an afternoon after work. Cracking a can.
A nice sound it is, but not the secret sound. And that's the week that was on the 2SC Breakfast Show.